Luke chapter 10 is where we're going. I heard it twice today. And I said to the Lord, I don't understand. It's something that Doug started teaching us a year ago and even the year before that, or maybe a year and a half ago. But in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends out the 72. And in verse 1, it says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into this harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say peace to this house. And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you. Stay in that house, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. And when you enter a town and are welcome, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them the kingdom of God is near you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets. Go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that sticks to our feet, we wipe off against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No. You will go down into the depth. He who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. But he who rejects me rejects him who sent me. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes, scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that your spirit submits to you, or the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy, through the Holy Spirit said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. I could go on, but I have a sense that what's important is that I believe there's a shift taking place in the house. And there's a commission in this word to go forward in obedience in the highways and byways. And part of your vision, young lady, was going in a swim meet. But there was two in the water. It wasn't just one. One could have been Bob, because obviously there was a possibility. But what I'm getting is each time that we come together and we hold up the saints that are having a hard time, that's been part of our commission. But that doesn't mean that it ends there. That's the beginning of something. And when I was looking at this, and, you know, the words obviously not to take this and that, and to rely on what God is supplying to you wherever you go, however he presents it. We have been commissioned to take the word out to all kinds of individuals in different places wherever we go. And there was a joy this morning because I was able to go to the gym for a little while, and I usually try to stretch in the steam room. So obviously I was right next to the pool. And about maybe 3 weeks ago, I met a young man, kind of in an odd way. He's around 20s, go to college at night and so on. And I've learned, because last week there was a young man, also maybe 30-ish, who was full of tattoos, and he was on a roll. I mean, he had tattoos on his body every square inch that I could see. And he was proud to tell us that he had spent thousands and thousands of dollars for this special type of ink that he's on, because his ink doesn't tarnish or discolor. And he went on a tirade about his father and mother are pastors. And if you think I was going to open my mouth, there was no way I was going to open my mouth. I just listened. So after I did what I needed to do, I made my exit, and they were still going 110 miles an hour. So I said to the Lord, well, if I'm supposed to mention, because one of the young men that was in there happened to say that his experience has been to go to church once in a while, but he didn't say too much. And I said, Lord, I would have loved to say something to that man, but you're going to have to put the two and two together, because I don't know how this is all going to work out. But as God would have it, after I got done my exercises downstairs, I come upstairs, and who do I meet? The same young man, without the advertiser. So I said, I'd like to let you know that I was very proud of you, how you handled yourself under that kind of pressure. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, there was one that was advertising his God, and you were very kind, and I said, you let him know in a gentle way where you are spiritually. Oh, he says, I go to church. And he says, I go, not every day, but, you know. I said, well, God bless you. And off he went, because I wasn't going to hold him. Well, today we were in the steam room together, and we ended up with conversation and made a few comments, and he said something about his great-grandmother is the one that brought him up. And now, you got to think about this guy. He's 20. His great-grandmother's 80. She still does all for him. So I happened to say, well, I said, you know, I want to, again, commend you how you were able to see who the God that the young man that was here a few weeks ago was advertising his God. He said, yeah, he says, I did notice that. I said, he sure got plenty of money invested in a piece of dirt that's going to end up in the ground. And, you know, I said, and I'm not against tattoos. That's not the issue. I says, it's the advertisement that was kind of difficult. So I communicated, and he said a couple of things, and I said a couple of things, and the next thing you know, I said, well, can I pray for you for that? He said, oh, yes. So obviously I reached out my hand, and we took hands, and I began to pray for him, and he bowed his head way down, And when I got done, he said, Amen. And we prayed for his mom. We prayed for his dad. We prayed for the grandmother, etc. And whatever else came out of my mouth, only God knows. But I believe that that was part of Luke 10. That's been prepared now for about 4 weeks. And the connection between us was sweet because when I left, he took my hand and he said, thank you very much. And I said, you're quite welcome. And we'll be, he said, we'll talk again, right? And I said, yes, absolutely. But as the Lord would have it, one of his friends said, oh, by the way, don't forget, you better go and apply for a job today because there's openings here at the Y, and you better go now because there's an opening now. So that's when he said goodbye and off he went. But that was one of the reasons we prayed. So you don't know what you're investing until you see the fruit. Just to compliment him on his demeanor with the big advertiser guy, coordinated for today to have a time to pray. Prepared by God, not prepared by man, coordinated by the Lord. And I said to the Lord after I got back in my car and I was driving away, and the Lord said, you'll take him out to lunch maybe in the next week or two. He deserves a break. And I said, yes, Lord, I will. So I don't know what's next. All I know is to obey. And that's what I'm hoping that you'll get out of this. Sitting is not always pleasant. Waiting is not always enjoyable. But the appointed time to speak, you will know.